This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
It's Thursday, which means it's time to give you some of our top arts picks for the weekend. Joining us now is Jim Sullivan, Boston Herald contributor and editor at the Boston Arts Events website, jimsullivaninc.com. Hi there, Jim.
Hello, Meghna.
Well, welcome back to Radio Boston. And what is your first pick?
First pick would be Leah Delaria, who first came on the scene as a very racy, raucous, and bawdy lesbian comic. She's also a jazz singer. She's also an actress. And she's at Club Oberon this weekend with a David Bowie show, mostly David Bowie show, called House of David.
A David Bowie show? Tell me a little bit more about her style and what she does on stage.
She's got a jazz trio behind her, and what she'll be doing is reinventing some of Bowie's classic songs. She's doing Suffragette City, TVC15, Space Oddity, Life on Mars, and you can bet that they will sound somewhat like what Bowie did, but she will put her own spin on them. It's not just music, though. She's also working in her comedy. There will be some jazz standards as well that she'll be doing, and she also does a cover of Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun, which we have right here.
Black Hole Sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black Hole Sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Jim, I have to say, that is smoky, sexy, and beautiful. I actually love that cover.
It's not a joke, right? I mean, she's not doing these for humor. I mean, she's funny in her act. But yes, exactly. I think your words are right on target. Smoky, sexy, and it should be pretty neat.
So that's Leah Delaria. She's going to be at Club Oberon on Sunday. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So what's next, Jim?
Next for me, switching over into the world of film documentary, something called Project NIMH. Which is about Nim Chimpsky, and that's a take on the famous Cambridge linguist named Noam Chomsky. Nim was a chimp in the 70s who had the rather unique experience of being taken from his mother at 2 weeks, being breastfed by a hippie mother, woman, human.
In New York City, I believe.
Yes, and was part of an experiment, and the idea was to see if chimps could understand sign language, and moreover, whether they could communicate with us in terms of telling us things, sentences, thoughts.
Well, we actually have a clip from the film. This is a scene where Stephanie Lafarge, one of the women who raised Nim, describes how she went about raising the chimpanzee like her own child in a way that you mentioned, Jim. Let's listen.
I breastfed him for a couple of months. It seemed completely natural. Everything was about treating him like a human being. By the time I had Nim, of course, I felt very comfortable with babies. I wasn't prepared at all for the wild animal in him and the drive.
So, Jim, I've actually read several reviews of this film because it seems very powerful and quite controversial. It's more a film about that studies the people in, quote-unquote, Project NIMH and their commitment to it, their reaction to raising this animal to each other. It's kind of an anthropological study more than a zoological one.
Yeah, very much. And, I mean, your thought process as you're watching it, you're following Nim and his plight, what happens to him. But yes, also very much the interaction he has with those people and how those people are using him. Some who love him genuinely, some who treat him simply as an experiment. It's not necessarily a pleasant movie to watch, both the way the humans treat Nim and the way they go about their pursuit of this rather spurious quest.
An examination of the human animal. That's Project Nim. It's a new documentary that's out now. Lots of people going to see it and would love to hear from listeners if they do see it, what they think about it. You can always drop us a comment at our website, which is radioboston.org. Jim, while I have your attention, I want to throw in one pick myself, if that's okay.
Please do.
We're on the subject of films, and there happen to be a number of film festivals going on right now. One's a local one, which is the Roxbury International Film Festival. It features 3 films from local directors and producers, and it kicks off tonight. One of the films is a movie called The Last Shot, and it features a Boston family that's got some very talented children in the family, But given that they're growing up in some of the tougher neighborhoods in Boston, the turbulence and violence still really touches them. And so it's this examination, it's their story on how they're surviving sort of even within what seems to be an uptick in violence right here in Boston. And so that's The Last Shot, a locally produced and based film, which will be at the Roxbury Film Festival. And there just seems to be so many great film festivals around the New England area.
There are lots of film festivals, are there not? Are there any towns that do not have film festivals?
No, like every year there's another one that pops up.
There is.
Well, Jim, what's your last pick?
Last pick, back to music. A very popular band called Death Cab for Cutie. They came out of Seattle back in the 90s. The leader of the band, Ben Gibbard, relocated to L.A. recently, a town he said he once hated with a passion. He has since reversed his thought process on that. Some other changes in his life that affected his music as well. He stopped drinking, started running. He also got married to Zoe Deschanel. And yes, it's a movie star, rock star marriage, so okay, good. But he, you know, I mean, I talked to him. There's a story in the Herald tomorrow about that I did. And his love for her and the inspiration that she gives him, mutual inspiration, I guess, has really affected him in a very positive way. And the songs themselves, where they were once maybe more brooding and dark, that quality's still there. It's not gone. He hasn't taken a happy pill. But there's more depth and there is more realization of the good things that are there in life.
Well, Death Cab for Cutie will play on Monday at the Bank of America Pavilion here in Boston. And why don't we go out on some Death Cab for Cutie? This is Underneath the Sycamore. Well, Jim Sullivan is a contributor to the Boston Herald and a blogger at the Boston Arts Events website, jimsullivaninc.com. There's more information on all these picks at our website, radioboston.org. Jim Sullivan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Maggie.